I proudly welcome you to the magically unauthorized misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Hokey smokes! We only have 10 episodes left!
Jumpin' gee, hotha fat Rocky! 10? That explained what happened to episode 9!
Huh?
You see, 10, 8, 9! Wait, that's not it. Wait a second. 1 plus 1 equals 2.
As he tries to figure that one out, this episode of the magically unauthorized misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle was recorded on July 16th, 2016.
Darn it!
As part of the Good, the Bad, and the Geeky Lives from the 2015 Eisner Award-winning Pack Rat Comics in Hillard, Ohio.
We may only have 10 episodes left, but the live shows are a bit ahead.
Huh? Oh, too right!
October 8th, 2016 is the date of our next live show.
And admission is free!
So if you want to come out to watch the penultimate episode of Moose and Squirrel, then please do.
The show starts at 7 o'clock.
Not in the Ohio area October 8th, but still want to be part of the show? Ask a question to Mr. Know-It-All.
That's me!
And you could get your question answered live during the show.
To participate and ask Bullwinkle a question, email us at rockyandbullwinkleshow@gmail.com or type in d4k.us/askmrkia in a browser and ask away.
For more information on how to get to past episodes or info on iTunes, like how to subscribe to us, you can get all that all over at, I got it this time, gbgpodcast.com.
Or you can go to iTunes and use keywords GBG Rocky Bullwinkle and find us that way too.
If you enjoyed our show, be sure to leave us a review on iTunes. Or maybe even share links to your favorite episodes on popular social media platforms like Instagram, Twitter, or Reddit. All that really helps our show a lot.
Alrighty, let's get our show started!
Okay, I proudly present this week's episode of the magically unauthorized misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle.
A thunder of jets in an open sky, a streak of gray and a cheerful...
Hi, everybody!
Hi, Rocky!
A loop, a whirl, a vertical climb, and once again, you know it's time for... The magically unauthenticated misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle! Starring that supersonic speedster, Rocket J. Squirrel, and his pal...
I'm sorry, Mr. Narrator, sir, but he isn't no pal of mine.
Oh, okay, but also starring some random tall moose named Bullwinkle!
That really hurts my feelings!
Along with a host of others! Well, audience members, a full bar was rented out. Heated words were exchanged.
Be careful, it's still hot.
Too right. And Rocky rocketed off into the sky, heading to California, leaving Bullwinkle hurt and under the presumption that he no longer has a friend.
Hey, you's heard him correctly. He said he didn't have one.
Yes, that's because I was just trying to go easy on him.
You rented the bar, Moose. Have another shot on the house.
Yuck, what is this?
Vodka.
But I don't drink.
Wait, what have you been drinking all this time?
Root beer.
Oy vey.
Yeah, but they don't make it like they used to.
Oh?
Yeah, it's not your father's root beer at all.
Okay, Moose, come. You have the obsidian to save.
How did you know about that?
You told us.
Oh, yes. I did?
Yes, you invited us into bar and told us the whole thing in between last episode.
The tall but daft Moose was... Well, daft.
I don't remember doing that, but you look like such interestingly honest folks. How could I ever say no?
Well, you know. What is plan, Poopsie?
I don't know, Boris. How about we make up for your so-called friend?
What do you mean?
It means we drive you to where you need to go.
Would you? I mean, if I can get to Rocky in time, then maybe he won't be mad at me again.
Sure.
Alrighty then. Oh, and can I make a suggestion for the car? Hummers. They have plenty of room for a moose like me.
Hummer? More like bummer.
You know, I always wanted to invent a pair of jeans that could start my car. I would call them cargo pants.
And off the annoyed Boris and Natasha went to secure a car from the rental dealership.
Before we get to California, Poopsie, we smash, blow up, and kill Moose.
But that's when Natasha received a phone call.
She does?
I do?
Told you.
Oh boy, hot shot narrator over here.
Yeah. Hello? Yes, plan is working. Moose and Squirrel have split up and Moose is waiting outside. We are going to drive for a bit and then ask Moose to look at flowers. What? Oh, I'll put you on speaker, darling.
Hello?
Plans have changed slightly. Regarding Moose and Squirrel, I know that you have split them up. That's very nice. But don't kill them yet. One of them has the sample.
Sample, darling?
Yes. That ninny nincompoop researcher who started this whole mess has a scientific sample of Upsidazium. He sent sample to the rodent and friend.
It has to be Squirrel.
But what if Moose has rock, darling?
Nonsense, Natasha. Squirrel is only one smart enough to know what to do with. Squirrel is also flying halfway to California. Rust cold enough.
Idiots! Stop him before he gets that sample to the hillbilly known-at-all. Hey, I'm Mr. Peabody. It seems that as a precaution, I must get a few other players involved.
Wait, no. We can do this.
Yes, darling, we can.
Just get to California and get the sample from Rocket Squirrel. Got it?
Okay, you said it. Come on, Natasha.
Boris and Natasha rush out to the car that pulls up right in front of Bullwinkle.
Sorry to waste time, Moose, but we have more important things to do.
Oh, I suppose you do.
And the car zooms away, leaving Bullwinkle there, saddened.
Boy, talking about the twist. However will I get this sample I picked up from the mail center to Rocky in time to win back our friendship?
Good one, Bullwinkle.
Okay, if you say so.
No, I mean good job keeping it away from,
What?
Never mind.
Okay.
We hope Rocky is having better luck. Okay, what's going on with the plucky squirrel? Find out next time in an episode we'd like to call Rocky's Find or Offerman with His Head.
That was this week's unauthorized episode. Just a reminder that if you would like to download more past episodes, find out how to subscribe on iTunes, and more, please go to our website at gbgpodcast.com and click on the big letters that say Rocky and Bullwinkle. Just a little note that this podcast updates right here every Tuesday and is produced by D4K Studios as part of the GBG Presents podcast series. Did you enjoy the show? Maybe not enjoy it? Perhaps have a question or thought? Not sure who to talk to because your therapist ain't doing the trick? Well, email us at rockyandbullwinkleshow@gmail.com.
And don't forget about the legal mumbo-jumbo.
Tonight's show features characters like Rocky, Bullwinkle, Boris, Natasha, Captain Peach Fuzz, and more, who are characters created by J. Ward Productions and are owned by DreamWorks and NBC Universal. Please don't sue us. We do this out of love of these characters.
Yeah, but it don't matter to them, though.
Yeah, I know. But on behalf of the cast and crew of this episode, which you can find on our show notes, I'm JT Shea of the Drawing the Wrong Conclusions podcast and Nightgig Studios. You can visit us online at nightgig.com or check out our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/nightgig. Good night, folks.